Moving on now to the world of business in Massachusetts, specifically the best performing business in Massachusetts, according to the Boston Globe. It's Smith & Wesson, which has been making guns in the western part of the state for the past 161 years. The 25th anniversary edition of the Boston Globe 100 magazine, which features the best performing companies, will be released in its entirety on Sunday. But today we're getting a bit of a preview of the top five Massachusetts-based companies. And joining us now is Steve Sire. He's business columnist at the Boston Globe and editor of the 2013 Boston Globe 100 magazine. And Steve, good to have you on Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thank you.
First of all, tell us what you measured and looked at in assessing these top performing companies.
Sure. We use the same formula pretty much every year. And to begin with, to qualify for even consideration, you need to be a public Massachusetts company, and you also have to have been profitable in each of the previous 2 years. We take all the companies that meet that profile, and then we measure them by four different financial tests that have to do with revenue and growth and profit margins and things like that, basic core financial measurements, and put those scores together, and then use them to rank 100 companies in the state.
All right. Well, before we talk about Smith and Wesson in some detail, let's talk quickly about the other top four performers.
Sure.
Number five, Waltham-based clinical research organization Parexel International Corporation. Tell us something about this company.
Sure. Parexel is a company that's really a service business to the biopharmaceutical industry, the life science industries in general. They help them develop their products, test their products, and ultimately market them.
I see. Number four, Boston-based wireless and broadcast tower provider American Tower Corporation.
This is a gigantic company that's spread out all over the world. They own more than 50,000 cell phone towers that they lease out all over the world.
I see. And number three, Waltham-based oil terminal company Global Partners LP.
Right. This is really an energy service company that started out many decades ago as one guy with one truck delivering heating oil. It now has $17 billion in annual revenue.
Wow. And at number two, Framingham-based discount retailer TJX Companies, which is something of a perennial powerhouse on these lists, right?
Absolutely. This is the company that owns TJ Maxx and Marshalls in the off-price world, really the king of retailers.
Okay, so this brings us to number one, Smith & Wesson, which has been making guns for the past 161 years. What propelled Smith & Wesson to the top of the list?
Well, there are several different things that were taking place at the company, but most important were kind of external events, which had to do with a booming demand for guns overall throughout 2012. And this was really a function of gun control and gun rights being front and center in the presidential campaign debate almost all year. It drove gun sales that clearly were the highest in more than a decade based on all kinds of things like FBI background search data, things like that.
And you guys spoke to James Debney. He's the CEO of Smith & Wesson, and he told you that he attributes their growth to a strategic refocus. Here's what he said.
The fundamental change we made to the company was our strategic direction, which now is underpinned by a focus on firearms.
So say more about that, Steve. What had the focus been on and what sort of difference did that shift really make?
Well, Smith & Wesson had been on a diversification route for a while, and they owned a big security company, and they did a variety of different things. And the CEO that you've identified, James Debney, basically said, we shouldn't be doing this diversification stuff. We should be focusing on what we do best, which is make guns. And they sold off these other pieces and concentrated their resources on the gun market just at a time when that gun market was just taking off because of the things we just talked about.
Yeah. And Smith & Wesson's success, I gather, is really accompanied by an overall surge in gun sales nationally, right?
Absolutely, yes. It was I believe it was at least since 1998 the biggest overall gun sales market in the United States.
All right. Steve Sire is a business columnist at the Boston Globe and editor of the 2013 Boston Globe 100 magazine, which will be out with this Sunday's Boston Globe. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, Boston's own Bad Rabbits up next. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.